Today in Business from Wired.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Today in Business from Wired.
Black and queer AI groups say they'll spurn Google funding. The move is the latest fallout following the departures of the heads of the company's ethical AI research team and a recruiter. By Kari Johnson. Three groups focused on increasing diversity in artificial intelligence say they will no longer take funding from Google. In a joint statement released Monday, Black in AI, Queer in AI, and Widening NLP said they acted to protest Google's treatment of its former ethical AI team leaders Timnit Gebru and Margaret Mitchell, as well as a former recruiter April Christina Curley, a Black queer woman. The potential for AI technologies to cause particular harm to members of our communities weighs heavily on our organizations, the statement reads. Google's actions in the last few months have inflicted tremendous harms that have reverberated throughout our entire community. They not only have caused damage, but set a dangerous precedent for what type of research, advocacy, and retaliation is permissible in our community. In the statement, the groups endorse calls made in March by current and former Google employees for academic conferences to reject Google funding and for policymakers to enact stronger whistleblower protections for AI researchers. This is the first time in the short history of each of the three organizations that they have turned down funding from a sponsor. Monday's announcement marks the latest fallout in response to Google's treatment of Black people and women and accusations of interference in research papers about AI slated for publication at academic conferences. In March, organizers of the Fairness, Accountability, and Transparency, or FACT, F-A-C-C-T, conference turned down Google funding, and researcher Luke Stark turned down $60,000 in Google funding. Queer in AI organizer Lucas Soldani told Wired the organization received $20,000 from Google in the past year. Widening NLP received $15,000 from Google. Co-chair Zanda Schofield said Widening NLP, founded in 2017 with a goal of bringing more women into the field, felt a need to sign the joint statement because Google's actions were inconsistent with the group's mission of supporting underrepresented researchers. Mitchell was a co-founder of the organization. Widening NLP co-chair Haley Lepp added that by supporting these scholars, we also want to support their research and their ability to do research that might be critical of the effects of AI. Affinity groups like Black in AI, Queer in AI, and Widening NLP are nonprofit organizations formed to protect and represent people who have been historically underrepresented in the machine learning community. They operate separate from machine learning conferences, but can attract hundreds of attendees to workshops and social events collocated at the most widely attended conferences. In recent years, affinity groups have formed for people with disabilities and for Jews and Muslims. Queer in AI has also objected to Google Scholar's approach to trans and non-binary authors who want to update publications after changing their names, Soldani said. We've had great to very bad experiences with that, and Google has been on the very bad side, he said. Name change requests to Google often get no response, he said. Gebru is a co-founder of Black in AI, the paper in dispute at the time she says she was fired about the dangers large language models pose to marginalized communities, was ultimately published identifying her as an author with Black in AI. In a talk last week at the International Conference on Learning Representations, which lists Google as a platinum sponsor, Gebru encouraged academics to refuse to review papers submitted to machine learning conferences that were edited by lawyers. Academics should not hedge their bets, but take a stand, Gebru said. This is not about intentions. It's about power, and multinational corporations have too much power, and they need to be regulated. Black in AI co-founder Reddit Abebe, who will become the first Black woman faculty member at the University of California, Berkeley's Department of Electrical Engineering and Computer Science, committed last year to not taking money from Google to diminish the company's sway over AI research. Citing valid arguments on both sides, Black in AI board member Devin Guillory said the organization is not currently encouraging members to do away with Google funding. We aren't trying to pressure our members into going any particular way, he said. Google did not respond to a request for comment prior to publication. After this article initially was published, a Google spokesperson said, "We are deeply committed to increasing representation in computer science and will continue to support a wide range of organizations to help us achieve this goal." The group's decision to decline Google funding raises questions about whether the groups need broader policies about their funding sources. In response to questions about actions of some Chinese tech companies, organizers of NeurIPS, the largest annual machine learning research conference, last year formed a sponsorship committee to evaluate sponsors and create policy for how to vet and accept sponsors. Leaders of the three organizations said the groups don't have formal policies for when to revoke a company's sponsorship, but said this marks the first time each group has rejected a corporate sponsor. What does this mean to have ethical funding? What kinds of organizations should fund a conference? Which one shouldn't, given that a lot of corporations take dubious ethical steps? Asks Soldani of Queer AI. It's a process. We hope that our statements can not only show that we are committed to call out injustice and take action, but it could also be a launching point for other groups to start doing the same reflection, specifically on Google as a sponsor, but also other companies, he said. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.